WTOP News Time 2:22.
You think this July is just a little hot? You're right. This month boasts more triple-digit days in Washington than any other July on record. And that's only here. When you think about the record-shattering heat and drought in the Midwest, the situation starts to generate a lot of concern.
It's not just the crops. It's our infrastructure, our power plants, roads, rails. They're not really engineered to withstand this sort of weather. And Vicky Arroyo is an expert on this. She's executive director of the Georgetown Climate Center at the Georgetown University Law Center. Vicky, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for including me in your discussion.
When you look across the country, what kind of problems is all this heat and drought causing to the infrastructure?
Well, it's heat and drought. It's actually more than heat and drought because we're seeing all kinds of extreme weather events, including storms with intense precipitation and wind like we've seen here in D.C. So it's a range of extremes. We've seen heat that has buckled roads and even caused kinks in railways that are really not built to withstand 100-degree temperatures day after day. We're seeing intake systems for water that have no water because the drought has actually dried some of the reservoirs. You're seeing other places where water treatment systems can't actually discharge their water out to the sea because the sea level rise, also a result of climate change, is causing backups at the water treatment plant. So we're seeing a lot of implications of climate change on our critical infrastructure.
One of the things that really struck me from the New York Times piece was that some nuclear power plants can't draw water that's cool enough to keep the reactors running the way they should be at the right temperatures.
That's right. And in fact, that actually happened years ago in that devastating European heat wave that you might remember from, I think it was 2003, when tens of thousands of people died. But what people didn't know is that many of the nuclear plants in France were really at dangerous situations where they couldn't even keep the air conditioners running to really try to cool people down because they were running out of cooling water. In some cases, we're running out of water, and in some cases, we're running out of cool enough water. And of course, as we heat up, we're going to all be turning to even more air conditioning. So we really do need to look at our infrastructure and figure out how the future is going to look different from the past, and we need to invest accordingly in that infrastructure.
Vicky, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Vicky Arroyo is Executive Director of the Georgetown Climate Center at the Georgetown University Law Center.